Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We read this last time talking about hearing the voice of God. Samuel, as a boy, God was calling him, and he ran to Eli, thought Eli was calling him. And finally, Eli, in the wisdom that God gave him, said, next time he calls, just say, speak. Your servant's listening. Speak, I'm hearing. Did he open the door? And so then God just talked to him, showed him all kinds of things. Oh, praise God. Somebody say, thank you, Master. Hallelujah. The scriptures talk about the calloused heart being that which is covered. He even talks about in Corinthians the veil that covers people's eyes so that they can't see, and how the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that don't believe. But the Bible said when you turn to the Lord, that's a heart thing, isn't it? When you turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away. 1 Corinthians 3. When you turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away. So it's not a matter of pushing hard and explaining it more and being louder about it. That gets you nowhere. It's not a matter of yelling at God and begging Him to talk to you and show you. That's not how it works. That's why so many people are frustrated. It's real simple. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. And you can, without waiting another minute, you can bow your knee before the great Creator God, and you can open your heart, and you can humble yourself. Oh, somebody say amen, amen. You can humble yourself and go, God, great Father, I am willing. Now, He knows if you don't mean it or not. I am willing to hear whatever you would say to me. You know, a lot of times what He wants to say to you? Same thing He told you 30 years ago that you didn't listen to. He never changes. He never changes. But Lord, your servant's listening. He knows if that's just empty words, or if there's an open heart connected to it. And if it is, what happens if somebody hardens their heart and stiffens their neck? Their ears close and their eyes. We see this with each other. Yeah. You ever had an argument with somebody? Boy, everybody looks so holy looking across the crowd. Husbands and wives. Have you ever had an intense discussion and got to a place where, you know, this is going to ring a bell for you. You got to a place where they're saying things and you're going, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. And you say it and you say, no, they didn't. You tell, they didn't hear it. I told you. No. Well, you said, I didn't say that. Yes, you did. When people get obstinate and they harden their heart, they can get to where they cannot hear each other. But if you can stop in the middle of that and humble your heart and get a hold of your temper and pull yourself back, what happens when your heart humbles and opens up? You quit being hard-headed and stubborn and obstinate. Well, your ears open up and you can hear what they're saying, and you'll go, oh, well, okay. No, that wasn't what I meant. Well, no, I mean either. Yeah. Things can be fixed just like that. Is that right? Amen. Can you see how the enemy's always trying? He wants to get us blind and deaf just punching each other. And we're fools if we let him play us like that. Especially those of us who should be learning some things in Faith Life Church.
Right.
Because God's talking to us about these things. Once He tells them, shows them to us, He expects us to remember them. Right? And the next time something comes up, and you can tell communication is getting harder and harder and harder, you should know what's happening. Hearts are getting hard and ears are getting closed. Doesn't have to be that way. I said it doesn't have to be that way. And you can, even if the other party is not wanting to cooperate that much, you could make a difference just by you beginning to humble yourself and soften your heart and soften your words and begin to apologize and go, well, tell me again. I'm not trying to have a problem here. You know, soften your heart instead of harden your heart. I know years ago, we're in a meeting and Brother Hagin called me on the platform to do some things, and I did. I felt like it was the Lord at His direction. Well, some pastors had a problem with it. Some of them had a big problem with it. They wrote me a letter and they straightened me out. And I didn't like it. Of course, I was a lot younger than I am now. And I thought, hey, I didn't say all this, but I thought, it's not your meeting. It's Brother Hagin's meeting. Amen. He called me up. If he's happy with it, what's your problem? You know? But you know, you get a little bit of attitude. Your heart begins to firm up some. What's happening to your ears? Well, this went on for a few weeks. And I was praying about some things, other things. And you know, sometimes you're wanting to talk to the Lord about one thing, He's wanting to talk to you about something else. He's wanting to talk to me about that. He brought it up to me. And this is what He said to me. I don't mean I heard a voice, but inside me, He said, I want you to write them a letter and apologize. I thought, huh? Apologize? I thought, apologize. I said it about 5 times. Apologize? For what? Lord, didn't you direct me to do that? Did I miss you on that? Lord, He said to my heart, He said, you suppose there's nothing about that whole thing you could apologize for? You could not have said it with greater grace or more wisdom or more love. There's nothing you could have done better. I said, yes, sir, I'm sure there's something I could have done better about it. He said, well, you can apologize for that. And then He said this. He said, and I'm not hearing an audible voice, but these things are coming up out of my spirit and lightening my mind. And I just saw it just like this. If I say something to Brother Hagin about it, and some other people hear about it, and they take sides, and these folk talk to somebody else, and they take sides, this thing could become a deal. Yeah. And the next time we're supposed to have a meeting together, we got these feelings. Is that right? And it's coldness and this. How many understand that's not God? That's not God. And if I could make one apology and make all this go away? And I saw that. And then the Lord said to me, would you do it for me? It's over. Would I do it for Him? After everything He's done for me? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I did. I believed the Lord to show me what to say. I said it as kind as I could. They received it. They were happy. Asked us to come to them a meeting. Hallelujah. And we had a great meeting. And good thing, some miracles happened. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Isn't that better? Then it just getting, you getting harder and harder, and them getting harder and harder, and then you're not hearing and they're not hearing, and you're not seeing and they're not seeing, and it gets worse and worse until you just have nothing to do with each other. That's the enemy. I said, that's the enemy. And we're not ignorant of his devices. In closing, I think, go please to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, I want to read this out of the Good News translation. Hebrews had said, if you'll hear His voice, don't harden your heart. Said it like three times in that same chapter. If you will, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Said out loud, harden not your hearts. Don't harden your heart. Is that something I have control over, that you have control over? Don't harden your heart. Ha. Sele kreveje ne iske. Ifle mosnawa chumayete. Ive grebe esnia askang chahai siti. A number have hardened their hearts and have pulled away and have isolated themselves. And they're drying up because of a lack of supply from the vine. Meklasia gajini efinexari. And they're becoming harder and harder and more bitter. And it's affected their body. And it's affected their marriage. And it's affected their finances. Nequakre esikichi evile brema nevasi. They've allowed the enemy to come in and lie and deceive and destroy and steal. Boroguani ismaelavici. It's not too late. Hallelujah. Mogosne askaji. All you need do is bow your knee, humble your heart, and open your heart wide to the Lord. Wagleva mahasi, and anointing will come and grace will flow. Be willing to forgive and you will be forgiven. Hallelujah. Be willing to let it go and you will be released. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Somebody say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, to your words.
Yes, to your words.
Glory to God. Glory to God. This scripture says in 2 Corinthians 6:11, dear friends, he said, this is Good News Translation, we've spoken frankly to you. We have opened our hearts wide. It's not we who have closed our hearts to you. It's you who have closed your hearts to us. I speak now as though you are my children. Show the same feelings we have for you. Open your hearts wide. He said, open up. Don't be closed. Don't be shut off. Open wide your hearts. Oh, how many believe this is the cry of the Spirit of God to the whole earth? Don't close your heart to the Lord. Don't stiffen your neck. Open your heart. Bow your knee. Open your heart. And everything you need is right here. Can you say amen? Oh, hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, My Sheep Hear My Voice, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.